quality over quantity, guys. All right, I got you. First off, you're probably the easiest group to actually coach and help. The guys who are getting over a bad breakup, pretty emotional, pretty upset. If you just went through with that, go back a page, click on that button. There's an audio recording there that'll help you out. The 40-year-old virgins, those guys need an entire upgrade on their operating system. For you guys, you just kind of need to be readjusted. So you're already able to talk to women, able to go on dates, able to go out and have fun, but it's just not lasting. It's not anything meaningful. So I went through that phase, and here's what I did to get out of it. And basically, I think as we get older, and a lot of guys who get into this stuff, like, they're not just wanting to hook up with tons of women. They actually want to have some fun, go out and date, but then have choices. So that way, when they actually meet someone they really connect with, like, they get in a relationship, and that's what they want to do. They want to live happily ever after. They want to have the one. They want to have a family, right? So you can't do that with a hookup. You can't do that with a crazy chick. So first off, take a step back and think, what am I doing? What patterns have I been building? So am I constantly going out with crazy bartenders? Am I going out with strippers? Am I going out with chicks that I met at the club? Like, what's my archetype? So that might be the first red flag that you can start avoiding. The second one is just realizing, like, where you actually meet the women. Because I've never met a woman that I really connected with at a bar or club. I've met ones that I had fun with. I met ones that were cool. Even sometimes I'll meet ones that don't go out to bars and clubs all the time. They're with their friends for like a birthday party or something. But it's pretty hard to, like, you're basically doing like a shot in the dark and trying to hit the bullseye. You're trying to find someone who has similar values, similar morals, similar beliefs, right? So politics, whatever you're into, religion, all that stuff. You're trying to find someone that's like, you guys are on a similar wavelength because this needs to last. So never did that when I was out at bars and clubs with random women. The ways I did do it was social circle. So first off, you got to be living a cool DHV life, doing things, martial arts, hobbies, cooking classes, hiking, any of the stuff you're into, living a life, walking the walk, doing that. Along the way, you will meet people. Now, unfortunately for me, all of my hobbies were basically all guy hobbies. So the men's life improvement, self-improvement, dating advice, martial arts, all that stuff, firearms. Not too many women who are into that. Some, but usually it's kind of women who are already taken. So start trying to do some things that are a little more chick-friendly, more hobbies that you're into. So I'm into photography. Like, get in more into that, and you'll meet a lot of people who are into that. And then along the way, you can, I'm not doing a full court press. I'm just being social, just being cool, just trying to talk to them, seeing if there's a connection, if we're on a similar wavelength, and then going forward. But you also got to remember, don't shit where you eat. So if it's something like you're really into, like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, don't hit on the three girls at your school, because then now you're the guy hitting on every girl there. So next way of doing it is the social circle, but like one step removed. So with my buddies, we'd go out and we'll have like a UFC night years ago, and they'd bring friends. Well, the people I'm friends with, there's a good chance their friends are also cool. Like, they're the middle person that connects us. So also right there, there's already some basic social proof built. Because I'm friends with your friend. Oh, hey, cool. How'd you meet him? Like, there's already some rapport. There's already some social proof. I'm not a weirdo because I'm friends with your friend. So that was the main way. Not just my bubble, but like my bubble's bubble. So anyone who's that one step removed. So that's the first way. The second way is online dating. Online dating, when I first started out doing it, I specifically remember the other dating coaches were telling guys not to do it. Like, don't do online dating. It's the light. Like, stay away from it. Like, all this stuff. That never made sense to me because, like, I'm a guy who marches to my own beat, right? I do my own thing. So finding a woman that I really connect with is very, very difficult. So getting online and looking at women that I'm attracted to and then reading their about me, their bio, finding out a little bit about them, like, it's like hiring someone and you're just doing a cold call or having people submit resumes. So in my mind, it was like a girlfriend application. And then I go down it. We start talking on the phone, get a vibe for him, and then on the date, see where it goes. And so every meaningful relationship I ever had, never from a bar or club, it was also always social circle or online dating. How did I meet my last few serious relationships? Online dating. How did I meet my wife? Online dating. So that's what I recommend. If you're already a guy who does well in the dating world, your profile should be easier to build up than the guys who are like the 40-year-old virgin. So if you need help on the website, I think I'm going to link it here also. There's an opt-in. You give me your email address. I don't spam you. I very rarely send anything out. But when you sign up, there's a couple automated emails that go out. And one of them is the online game 2.0 program. We're up to the 4.0 program now, which is an option if you need help. You can come out for a one-on-one. That was actually my last one-on-one, was a guy in this situation. Very successful, very good-looking dude, like at the mall, practicing our social skills, and women are legit checking him out as we walk by. And tons of dates, but quality over quantity. He's wanting something special, so that was a big part of the one-on-one, is the inner game, the mindset, getting all that stuff dialed in. So that's an option. Phone coaching is always an option. But if you just need help with online dating because you think all that stuff's already dialed in, then I would check that out. A, it's free for the email address. If you need more help, yeah, we have the 4.0 program, and there's a monthly fee for that. We do weekly calls and all that. That's an option. But I think just maybe the online game 2.0 program will help you out. So if it does, great. If you need more help, I'm here for you. But you guys are probably, like I said, in the higher level that most guys would kill to be at. So start being picky. Don't go after the low-hanging fruit. Go after the women you really are into. Try to go and talk to the women that you, when you see them, you get nervous. You get those butterflies in your stomach. That, to me, became like my sonar, my radar, where whenever I got that feeling, I was like, oh, now I have to go and approach and find out why that I'm getting that feeling. And I would even open with that. I was like, yeah, I don't know what it is about you, but I'm getting a really cool vibe from you. I had to come over and find out why that is. Like, what's your name? And then I start asking questions and start getting pretty deep pretty fast. And it was pretty awesome. And you're building rapport very quickly is always a great way of working it. So I think that's kind of the building blocks for you where you're at. Like I said, take a step back. Look at the patterns you've been doing. Avoid the red flags. Don't go after the low-hanging fruit, social circle, online dating. And if you need help, I'm here for you. So if you feel like you can't do this on your own, if you feel like you need help, if you feel like you need a mentor, if you feel like you can do it on your own, but you want a shortcut, you don't want to grind it out like I did for years trying to figure this stuff out on my own, well, there's help. So my website, there's lots of free articles here. Discord, I have a free Discord channel. We post advice in there, questions, all that, all the time. So the link's on the website. Get in there. If you want your help to be more specific, more specialized, private, you don't want everyone else knowing what you're going through, well, then there's a couple options. Phone coaching, one-on-one. Phone coaching, we can start right away. Basically just purchase some hours. I get the email. I email you personally back and we get on the phone and I start helping you out. Otherwise, one-on-one, that's another option. Guys come out here to Arizona and, well, we can talk about that stuff later. So, but I'm there with you every step of the way. So a couple options. Like I said, I'm here if you need it. If I don't hear from you, hopefully just all the stuff I've shared and put out there throughout the years does help you. Because it sucks. I barely made it a few times. So I know what it's like. So hopefully it helps you. And if I don't hear from you, I wish you all the best, brother.